We return to Dylan and Veronica as they are racing to the hospital.
Oh man, I sure hope we can help our friend Steve with his amnesia.
We must hurry to the population center.
Right you are. We haven't a moment to lose.
Me llamo Juanito. Estoy muy curioso. Voy a seguirlos.
Meanwhile, in the professor's office.
Petunia, surely you must realize the possibilities. You are my daughter. Together we can do anything.
No! I can't believe it! I just...
Oh my, she's collapsed. I must bring her to the hospital.
As fate works to bring these individuals together, Steve is beginning to suspect that something isn't right with Mary Lou's story.
Mary Lou, something about your story just doesn't add up. Are you telling me the whole truth?
Steven, my sweet cornbread of joy, I swear that I love you more than anything. We are going to be married and live happily ever after.
And I feel the same way about you?
Why, of course you do. Sometimes you just don't know how to express it.
But then, why doesn't...
Make way! We need a bed for this young woman!
Is that Petunia?
Wait a minute. How do you remember her name and not mine?
That is...
There's no time for that! Get a doctor!
Hey, you! You can't order us around just because you're an old man! I am a lady!
But...
Steve, we're here to help with your amnesia.
Dylan, I'm so glad you came.
You remember him too?
I have arrived in Population Center. I must destroy.
Veronica, what are you... Is that a ray gun? Don't point that thing at me!
Veronica, what are you doing? You just fried Mary Lou. Hey, what are you...
You killed Dylan? I mean, Mary Lou was one thing, but not Dylan.
I must destroy.
Now see here, young lady.
Wow! I just had the weirdest dream! Wait, where am I? Veronica? What is...
I must destroy.
And so the world was doomed. A simple young woman, overcome by powers she could not understand, was destined to destroy the world. Tune in next week as we...
I must destroy!